This is KUT. With talk of rigging during this presidential election, people are more concerned than usual about a fairly administered election. One of those folks is Joan Cunningham of San Antonio. As part of our statewide Texas Decides series, where we answer your biggest questions about this election, Joan asks,
how will vote recording errors and even fraud be prevented where paper records are not created and kept?
Currently, three of the largest counties in the state, Harris, Travis, and Bexar, home to more than one in four Texans, use paperless electronic voting systems. Houston Public Media's Andrew Snyder set out to explore how safe electronic paperless systems are.
Joan Cunningham grew up in Canada and remembers watching people vote the old-fashioned way. Fill out a paper ballot, drop it in a box. She understands electronic voting machines can be more efficient.
But my professional life was spent as an epidemiologist. I used and still do computers a lot for everything I do. And I have some practical insights into the things that can go wrong, data that can get corrupted or changed or lost.
Pamela Smith says Cunningham's concerns are legitimate. Smith is president of Verified Voting, a nonprofit, nonpartisan group that examines the role of technology in elections.
People sometimes think software is infallible, but in fact, it's programmed by humans, and humans are not infallible. So you can have errors in programming. There have been actual errors in programming in past elections that have been uncovered by doing audits and recounts.
That, Smith says, is one of the reasons for audits and recounts. In those cases, the main benefit of paper backups is providing a physical record of voter intent. It's as much to reassure the individual voter as it is to provide proof for election officials. And in this unprecedented presidential election, voters are looking for more reassurance.
If everyone's here, I want to welcome you.
Texas officials, like Harris County Clerk Stan Stannard, want to lay these fears to rest. Harris County switched from punch cards to an electronic voting system in 2002. The current system uses no paper backups. But Stannard says there are checks and double checks to make sure everything is working and untampered with.
We have your vote recorded in three locations. That is in the mobile ballot box, the actual internals of the judge booth controller, and every one of the e-slate voting machines that the voter actually casts their vote on.
Experts say such systems aren't perfect, but Stannard argues paperless is actually far more secure.
The problems with paper are that you can run out of ink, a printer can break, then you get into a problem of, okay, now what do I count? And also the technology that it takes to cheat with paper, like we saw in the days when we had the punch cards. All it took was an ice pick with a stack of cards to ram hose through and punch cards. You're canceling out someone's vote or voting for someone else.
Paper ballot issues crop up regularly in the Rio Grande Valley. The area has a history of election fraud and has been the subject of recent federal and state investigations. Morgan Cisneros Graham chairs the Cameron County Republican Party and serves on the county's election commission.
That's also led to a lot of the voter apathy that we have. You know, it's very unfortunate when I hear or read people say that they're not going to bother to vote because they know that the results are likely not to be accurate.
So any election system, electronic or paper, is only as reliable as the people running it. Most counties vigorously vet and train poll workers to make sure they administer the systems fairly. Among them this year will be Joan Cunningham, who asked the question that inspired this story.
I felt that I needed to do my part, if you will, to ensure that all is well in the election upcoming. So I went and took the training to be an elections judge, and I will be serving as an assistant judge at one of the polling stations here in San Antonio on election day.
Though she's lived in the U.S. for 30 years, Cunningham just became a citizen in 2014. This will be her first presidential vote. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.